Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Kings chapter 17, I'll read verses 1 through 7, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Ahab has now become king in Israel, the northern kingdom. He is next in the line of a long line of bad kings. Matter of fact, Ahab was not only a bad and evil king, but he had brought Baal worship back to the children of Israel. And it says in chapter 16, verse 33, that Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. How would you like to have that as your heritage? Elijah, the man of God, goes to King Ahab and tells him that there's going to be a drought, and there's going to be no rain until God says so, and it's going to be many years. He said that it would be so bad that there's not even going to be any dew to water the plants by evening. God then tells Elijah to go to a place, a brook near Cherith, and God is going to take care of the man of God there. He said, I'll let you drink from the brook, and I'll send the ravens to bring you food, both in the morning and the evening. That was the first flyby meal in the world. Now, God commanded these ravens to feed him and the brook to supply his necessary water. And Elijah goes and begins obeying. But the Bible says after many days, because there was no rain, the brook begins to dry up. I don't know how long it was. I have no idea. God does not say. He just says it was many days. But the water begins to turn to a trickle, and then it's not enough to support Elijah. Does this mean that Elijah's not in God's will now? God then comes to Elijah and tells him to go to a place called Zarephath. And there's a widow there that would care for his needs, and God would continue to supply his needs. Well, he said there's a young widow there that would meet his needs, and as he gets there, he meets this young widow, and she's gathering sticks, and he says, Will you get me a drink of water? And she does, and he said, Will you also make me a cake? And she said, Sir, I don't have enough. I have just enough to make my son and I one more meal, and then we're going to eat it and die from hunger. Now, God uses Elijah to say, Look, if you'll take care of me, God's used to taking care of me, he'll take care of you also. We know the story. God then allowed the barrel of meal and the vessel of oil to continue. He didn't fill it, but he kept using it. Meal by meal, God resupplied. They didn't have a lot of extra, but they had what they needed. Now, wait a minute. Not long after God began to supply the food, the widow's son got sick. He quit breathing. He died. This little widow gets upset with Elijah, the man of God, and she's done all she could do to take care of him, and now her son is dead. God uses Elijah to go in and raise her son from the dead. Now the truth that I want to share with you. Have you ever noticed that as God cared for and provided the needs of Elijah, that this widow and her son had problems that did not stop? God's provision does not ever mean that your problems are going to stop. Matter of fact, it may mean you'll have more problems. God's provision will help you with your needs, but it does not mean that you're not going to have more need. Elijah was fed by a brook that dried up. Elijah was sent to a widow to meet her needs. The widow's son died and needed healing. Let me give you a wonderful truth. Number one, problems come to everyone in life. You know, everyone faces problems. Poor people have problems. Rich people have problems. Educated people have problems. Uneducated people have problems. Spiritual people have problems. Unspiritual people have problems. Christians have problems. God-haters have problems. We're all sinners, and our sin affects everyone in the world. Elijah and the widow and her son all had problems. But may I say something? Blame is not the issue. We just have to accept the fact that we're all sinners. And we sometimes feel the effects of our sins and the sins of others. Just because you're saved does not mean that your problems are all going to go away. Number two, God has not taken away his provision when problems come. He just keeps on providing. God saw the drought coming and sent Elijah to a brook, but he kept providing even when the brook dried up. He sent him to a widow. The problems didn't stop when Elijah showed up because the widow's son got sick. Well, I've been there many a time and seen God's provision, but it doesn't take the problems away. You know, God did not die because Elijah was facing problems. Number three, sin and evil does not stop because God provides our needs. You see, God's provision is needed in the face of an enemy. Just because you're saved doesn't mean the problems stop. God will keep meeting your needs as you have more needs. God cannot provide your need if you don't have a need. You know, God does not cause your problem, but he does promise to help meet your needs when you do have problems. How about we quit blaming God when we have problems? God did not sin. We do. God did not cause the problems. Sinners do. Maybe we need to go to God instead of complaining and ask him to keep providing. God adjusts his will as you go through life. Just like as you drive a car, you don't hold the steering wheel still. There's constant left and right adjustments as you go down the road. They're minor, but you have to keep moving that wheel just slightly to readjust. God can keep us from the worst of problems. You know, maybe we need to realize something. God's provision does not mean there are no problems. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day today. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.